الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم اجعل خير أعمالنا خواتيمها وخير أيامنا يوم لقائك. Oh Allah, make our best deeds the last of it. And oh Allah, make our best days the day when we meet you, oh Allah. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وسلمت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين. Dear Muslims, today inshallah we'll reflect briefly on a concept that is repeated twice in one verse made out of four words. A concept mentioned in one surah, in one verse, that Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhuma says it is the greatest, the most encompassing verse in the Quran. The verse is Surah Ar-Rahman, Surah 55, Ayah 60. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. What is the reward of goodness except goodness? And the most encompassing verse in the Quran, according to Ibn Mas'ud, Surah An-Nahl, Surah 16, verse 90. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى. Allah commands justice, ihsan, goodness, and to give, spend on the relatives. وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغِي. And Allah Almighty forbids injustice, indecent and shameful act, and oppression. The concept is al-ihsan. It is unfair to translate the word ihsan as goodness, because ihsan means so many things. Ihsan is at the core of our relationship with the universe, our relationship with the truth, our relationship with our Creator, Allah Almighty. It is mentioned more than 150 times in the Quran. Allah Almighty describes Himself with the Ihsan. الَّذِي أَحْسَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ. Allah Almighty rewards those who have the Ihsan. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah Almighty commands the Ihsan in our sayings and actions. وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنَى. And say and speak good to the people. Ihsan has many meanings. One of the meanings of Ihsan is to be kind to the parents. وَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا. And worship Allah and associate nothing with Him. Then Allah Almighty says, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And do the Ihsan to your parents. They are the reason why you and I are here today. They are the reason why you and I are managing our hardships and challenges because of their dua. No matter how much we do, we cannot reward our parents for what they have done and still doing for us. A man carried his mother during the tawaf around the Kaaba 7 times, and he said, O Messenger of Allah, أَوْفَيْتَهَا حَقَّهَا. Have I fulfilled her rights, carrying her, going 7 times around the Kaaba? The Messenger of Allah said, لا ولا بزفرة واحدة. What you have done 7 times carrying your mother is not even equivalent to one of the contraction that she went through when she gave birth to you. One of the means of ihsan is to be kind to the parents. If they are alive, we be generous to them. If they have passed away, we make dua for them. اللهم ارحم والدي كما ربياني صغيرا. Oh Allah, have mercy on my parents the same way they had mercy on me when I was young. Another meaning for the ihsan is to repel that which is bad, that which is evil, that which is wrong, with that which is good and right. Allah Almighty says in the Quran, "Itfa billati hi ahsan." Repel the evil, repel the bad, with that which is ihsan, with that which is good, that which is better. Inna al-hasanati yudhibna as-sayyiat. All the good will remove and erase the bad. You and I, every single day, be it on the freeway, in the surface street, at work, at home, everywhere, we are confronted, we are attacked, we are wronged, and we have a chance to return evil for evil, to be just as wrong as the other person was wrong. But we can do the ihsan and return good for evil. Another meaning for the ihsan, which is a very common meaning, is perfection. Inna Allah yuhibbu idha amila ahadukum amalan ay yutqina. Allah loves that when any of you does something to make it perfect. When we buy a product in the market, we say, is it made in China or made in Germany or made in the US? And we focus on the quality. Allah Almighty wants us, you and me, to have perfection in everything. Did we do perfection when we came for Jum'ah today? Many of us come late for Jum'ah on double park. Did we perfect our Jum'ah today or not? In all our actions, so many Muslims are refusing to do business with Muslim contractors because the quality is poor and the price is high. Allah Almighty is commanding all of us to do a very good job, to have a very high quality in whatever we do. Another meaning for the ihsan is to give everyone his or her rights, starting with our spouses. The Messenger of Allah says, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ. The best amongst you is he who is best to his wife. And he says, وسلم, I am the best to my wife. So many challenges between the husband and the wife. And the reason being is, the wife does all the work, all the cooking, all the cleaning, all taking care of the kids. And the husband is sitting home on the sofa watching TV. The Messenger of Allah, وسلم, Aisha is saying about him, كَانَ فِي مِهْنَةِ أَهْلِ. He was serving his family, not the other way around. It will be good and nice for the husband to help his wife in the kitchen. Maybe he doesn't know how to cook, just being in the kitchen with her. To fold the laundry with his wife. To take care of the kids with his wife. Maybe to give his wife half a day off, go out, and I'll take care of the kids. This will make the marriage last longer. If he can do that, then the two top reasons that will make the marriage happier is for the husband and the wife to take 2 seconds to appreciate each other. That's number one. Number two is for the husband or the wife to say thank you, even for the very small things. One of the meaning of the ihsan is to be kind, to be generous to the wife. Ibn Abbas says, radiallahu anhuma, inni la tazayyanu limra'ati. I make myself beautiful, attractive for my wife, just like she makes herself beautiful and attractive for me. And he quotes a verse from the Quran, وَلَهُنَّ مِثْلُ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. They have equal rights. The husband is demanding for the wife to look good and smell good, and we haven't even taken a shower yet. Ibn Abbas says, I make myself attractive for my wife, just like she makes herself attractive for me. Among the means of the ihsan is to debate and argue in the best possible way. وَلَا تُجَادِلُوا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. When it comes to the people of the book, the dialogue, the argument should be in the best way. And not just for the people of the book, with everyone. Quite often when someone is talking, we're interrupting. We're not listening. The same words that makes the word listen is the same letters that makes the word silent. When someone is talking, you and I ought to be silent and listen. Abu al-Walid came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the head of the kuffar, and he said, "Oh Muhammad, what do you want? Do you want to be the head of Quraysh? We'll make you the head of Quraysh. Do you want to be the richest person? We'll make you the richest person. What do you want?" And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is listening. And he says, أَفَرَغْتَ أَبَا الْوَلِيدِ. Are you done talking, أَبَا الْوَلِيدِ? Even though what he says is junk, the Messenger of Allah ﷺ is giving him a chance to finish his talk. One of the meanings of the ihsan is to debate and argue and listen. Another meaning for the ihsan is to be good to the country that you reside in. For sure, you and I have many disagreements with some of the policies of the government of this country. However, you and I have so much freedom in this country. So many things that you say and I say, we cannot even bear to speak or say in our home country. If you disagree with the policy, call your congressman. Register to vote. Run to be a congressman. Alhamdulillah, we have two Muslim congressmen, Keith Ellison and Andre Carson. And a third woman, inshallah, poised to be a congresswoman, Rashida Talib. She won the primary in Michigan. And she did not change her name. Her name is still Rashida Talib. If you disagree with the policy of this country, go and make a phone call. Write an email, run for Congress, or even run for president. If you are 35 years of age and born here and have enough money, you can run to be a president. One of the meanings of the ihsan is to be good to the country that you reside in. Another meaning for the ihsan is to be good to the environment, our environment. Allah Almighty created this earth, everything in this earth, for our enjoyment. And it is wrong for you and me to litter, to waste, and not to be good to the environment that we live in. Another meaning for the ihsan is to have merciful on the animal that we slaughter, even to eat. وَإِذَا ذَبَحْتُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا الذَّبْحَ. And there's so many hadith where the Messenger of Allah is forbidden for anyone to slaughter an animal in front of another animal. Even to drag an animal in front of another animal to be slaughtered. And the Messenger of Allah ﷺ told the person, وَيْحَكْ قُدْهَا إِلَى الْمَوْتِ قَوْدًا جَمِيلًا. Woe to you. Take this animal to its final destiny in a good way. One of the meanings of the ihsan is to be kind to the animals. Another meaning for the ihsan is to worship Allah as if we see Him. And if we see Him not, we should know very well that Allah is seeing us. In the hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, Jibreel alayhi salam came to the Messenger of Allah وسلم, asking him, "Mal ihsan? What is ihsan?" He said, "An ta'budu Allah ka'annaka tara." فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. To worship Allah as if you see Him. And if you see Him not, know very well He's watching you. Watch the reaction of any of us at work or at home when someone's watching. When my boss is watching, I'm extra careful. He's watching me. Can you imagine how my behavior and your behavior, what I say and what you say, what I do and what you do will be different if we keep in our mind that Allah Almighty is watching us every single second. Al-Ihsan is to worship Allah as if you see Him, and if you see Him not, know very well that He sees you. What is the reward of the Ihsan? It is a direct path to paradise. وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, and will give the muhsins extra. What is the reward for the ihsan? For the ihsan, the unlimited reward from Allah Almighty. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Those who believe and do righteous deeds, we will not waste, we will not neglect the reward of those who are muhsin. What is the reward of the ihsan? Will have the wisdom and the knowledge. Allah Almighty talks about Musa alayhi salam, وَلَمَّا بَلْغَ أَشُدَّهُ آتَيْنَهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. When he reached the age of 40, we gave him wisdom, we gave him knowledge. Why? Because he has the ihsan. What is the reward of the ihsan? Will be protected from all the fitna. Allah Almighty talks about Yusuf alayhi salam, how he is protected from the fitna of the wife of the king. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. What is the reward of the ihsan? That children will be righteous as well. We ask Allah Almighty to make us among those who are muhsin. Ameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي لا غيره ولا رب سواه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. The ihsan means different things. It means to worship Allah as if you see Him, and if you see Him not, know very well that He sees you. It means being good to the wife and the husband. It means being good to the parents. It means being good in the argument and dialogue. It means to rebel that which is evil with that which is good. And Allah Almighty loves those who are muhsin. Inna Allah yuhibbul muhsinin. And the mercy of Allah Almighty is closer to those who are muhsin. إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين. So today on this Friday, the last day of August 2018, you and I should pick one thing, one of the meanings of the ihsan that we should practice, maybe just today or maybe for this week. It could be to hold our anger, control our anger. It could be to forgive others. Could be saying thank you to the wife or to the husband. Could be helping the wife in the house. It could be perfecting anything that we do at work or at home or in our ibadah. But pick one thing that we should practice today from the meaning of the ihsan. Because it'll be a huge loss. For a paradise, its width is heavens and earth, and you and I have no room in it. Allahumma ij'al jam'ana hadha jam'an marhuma wa tafarruqna min ba'dihi tafarruqan ma'suma wa la taj'al fina wa la baynana wa la minna shaqiyan wa la mahruma. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha anta khayru man zakkaha anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Allahumma hadha ad-du'a wa minka al-ijaba. اللهم هذا الجهد عليك التكلان ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله وأقم الصلاة.